I wish I actually it'd be more fitting to like come in with the Avengers theme, although that doesn't really lend itself to Unz's. It's not as catchy and distinct right off the bat, but welcome everybody to the Super Mario Brothers Super Show
Flash Podcast.
How's it going, brother?
Good, good. I guess we should start with a spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Avengers 2,
yes,
stop.
So, our original plan for this was to, like, half an episode, pause it, go see the movie, and then come back and finish it. Unfortunately, we didn't have time going from getting home to the, when the movie starting. So we're recording this right now. We just finished seeing Age of Ultron. If you have not seen Avengers Age of Ultron, there will be some spoilers ahead. If you're interested in seeing it, I suggest you see Age of Ultron first and then come back and listen to the podcast. There are all spoilers to some extent for Daredevil later, but I'll keep those a bit more limited because you even haven't seen that yet.
Boom. Quicksilver's dead.
Wow. Okay. So if you didn't click off, you were just like, I wonder when that warning ends. You just got fucked.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Big Nose here.
You got careless. You got greedy, whoever you are.
I gave you like a solid 30 seconds of warning. That was pretty generous. Because on Kevin Smith's podcast, it'll be
3 minutes of just him stoned blathering.
Well, Kevin Smith podcast can either one of two ways. It can either be like a half an hour of him like trying to prepare you for the spoiler, or it'll be like, fucking Quicksilver's dead. Oh, spoiler warning, guys.
Big massive spoiler alert.
You're just like, oh, you're stoned to shit, Kevin Smith. But yeah, we're going to be talking about Age of Ultron, a lot of things. Terry, this is a podcast. You're probably not going to have a whole lot of merit in, but stick tuned. I think you'll find things.
I think you're pretty going to be psyched about Daredevil.
A lot of merit in this podcast beyond that, I feel. You may also hear in the background the delightful clitter-clatter of little Scotia's nails against the floor. She's eating trash on the ground.
Come on. It's not this hard. Then you start throwing up in the middle of the pot.
Basically, Scotia snuck her way downstairs prior to the podcast, and we just decided to keep her down here. Also, the cat's here, but he's not doing anything.
No. The cat you usually don't hear.
Unless he's pooping or throwing up. Scotia. So, yeah, we saw Age of Ultron, and I guess what would be your... What say you, brother, Age of Ultron?
I had really high expectations. Based on the trailer, I'm very limited in it. The older I get, I feel like that's the case, that I invest a lot into the villain of the show. And that's the antagonist kind of drives whether or not I like something a lot.
You need a cool bad guy.
Yeah. It limits me in a lot of things, I realize, as I get older, but it's just the way it is. And as much as I've liked the Marvel movies, especially the Avengers series, the villains have been kind of lackluster.
The villains are by not any stretch the best parts. Almost there's very few who you'd say are memorable, and honestly probably the most memorable Marvel villain in the movie to date would be Loki, which isn't saying a whole lot. And I think Ultron has points to him that were cool in this movie, but there are some things that are going to work against him. The fact that, as you mentioned this, it is true. In the trailers, you get the impression he's this very dark villain. Like, I will make you bleed.
Yeah.
I will take hope from you first.
Yeah. He shifted into Bane.
A little bit. He has a weird voice. Like, I can't do
I'll
that.
Take hope from you first.
Where do we put my mask on?
I'm on your schedule, Captain.
But as you'll find out when you see this movie, or if you've already seen it and you already know, he has Tony Stark's personality, and basically he's a Marvel movie character.
So a lot more human characteristics than I thought they were going to give a robot that hated people.
It's Ultron is, to be fair, Ultron is supposed to be a robot that has human properties to him. It was based off of Hank Pym's personality.
Yeah, I don't know much about him, so maybe that is more faithful to the comic.
It is faithful to him to a certain extent, definitely. But it is also like a wacky character. It's just Marvel's MO.
Is he that fragile? Because he's sad at a lot of points in that movie.
I think he is supposed to be lonely. I think that is a part of it. Because he's supposed to be like the notion of like a heroic character who just has like a too far of an extremist mentality. Like, he's supposed to be a peacekeeper. He is supposed to protect or save humanity, save the Earth. But his issue is that he has like this flawed logic in thinking that humanity, the only way for the Earth to be saved is for humans not to exist. So his goal is to eliminate them. But I think he still has like aspects of like, oh, but if humans weren't around, other people, like other like life forms, you know, like robots, that would be great. You know, we could create a society like that or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
It digs a little bit into the sci-fi, and I haven't read most of the, you know, great Ultron comics, so I'm writing off a limited extent. But even in like the Avengers cartoon, the one we, or at least I watch most of.
I'm pretty sure I saw the whole thing. Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah, he even creates like a female Ultron at one point because like he's lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, in that, it's like, you know, maybe he's also creating. He's like, look, I've got... Ultron needs to bust a knot.
But it's a curious thing, because I don't know why they... In the commercials, they definitely hyped it up, like this Terminator type of guy. And then that wasn't... He's barely that in the movie. Maybe a third of the time, you're actually, like, getting dialogue from him.
I think that's almost, like, the tone they were going for is not exactly what we got. Because I felt like what we were getting was almost like an Empire Strikes Back kind of movie. But by the end of it, it's not like you're like, oh man, the Avengers really fucked the pooch on this one. Like, you have to assume there were casualties in that, but they don't go out of their way to like show you like a Man of Steel-esque, like look at the ruins of the city. They went out of their way to like, anytime it looks like someone's threatened, you usually see them like crawl out of the way in time or something. Like, you get the idea that they were saved.
Yeah.
And there's only one, you know, major character death in the movie.
It's so major in the giant set of quotation marks for that.
Well, there's only one Avenger who dies in the movie.
And I'll throw Avenger in question marks, too. I don't think Hawkeye gets to decide who's an Avenger, either.
I don't know why he wouldn't have that authority.
It's
open club.
I feel like that's going to be a big meeting. I say that, but then she's clearly... Scarlet Witch is clearly there at the end.
She's clearly at the end. She's proven herself to be an Avenger. You're just being sassy about this.
And it also felt like Ultron was kind of negated as soon as they created Vision. Because then it's like, oh, he's way more powerful than Ultron.
Scotia, stop licking old grease off that propane tank.
No!
Try to stop me, you bitch! Well, she got me.
Let's say you pause this podcast, you big fat Nancy.
Like, she's got me there, brother. No, I mean, yeah,
stop.
It is.
Stop.
She is, or rather, Vision is supposed to be kind of like a big power, so I can kind of understand. The thing I thought they were going to do, and this is my interpretation of how the Ultron Vision storylines usually go, is that Ultron creates Vision. And Vision is initially on his side. And what changes is that Vision's based off of like a more open-minded UI or artificial intelligence. And he eventually learns to like love and care about humanity. Like he eventually sees the good in humanity, and that's why he turns on Ultron. But in this, he's created, and from the very beginning, he has that instilled in him.
Yeah.
So when Vision's on Ultron's side, you're like, nobody can fucking touch these guys. They're ridiculous. But having him against Ultron right from the onset, you're like,
that's... Well, with the Avengers, Ultron has nobody now except
He has robots.
Replicas of himself. And what... I thought the like whole scene with Vision and the last Ultron at the end felt like really pretentious, where they're just like this pseudo philosophical conversation about humans, like... It's like eventually Vision, like, we're just along for the ride. And I was like, what is this?
I mean, it's...
A bunch of quips that I just didn't think worked.
I actually like that scene. It's just weird because it's a very, like, bleak scene, if you think about it. When they're just talking, like, it's, you know, it's beautiful to live, but ultimately everything, like, that kind of, like, you know, it's all going to die one day. But it's not a movie that I felt necessarily carried that same tone throughout. I mean, I guess you can see shades of it. But there was still, I thought it was a very optimistic movie for the most part to have, not like a nihilistic kind of approach at the end, like through that conversation, but a very much like, you know, bleak, you know, eventually this does all end kind of
thing. Yeah, because Ultron's like, you know, eventually they'll destroy themselves. And he and Vision doesn't deny that.
I'll be curious to see what they do with it. There's a lot... After this movie that I'm very interested to see what they do, like with this quote-unquote new Avengers team, you know, what they do with Vision and Scarlet Witch going forward. if they use a Hawkeye again. It almost seemed to me like they were kind of setting up Hawkeye to retire.
Yeah, that's
because they definitely painted.
Because he told his wife, like, this is the last project.
Well, that was, I felt like they were constantly like hammering in, like, Hawkeye's gonna die. We're showing you all this stuff about him. And he keeps talking. He's just like, one more day, Martha, and then I'll retire. We can live off our lives happily together. And, you know, he gets shot.
It would seem like such a shitty thing to do because he's the only guy that's got like a family and like a personal life outside of this. And they're like, yeah, it's the one guy we killed.
But it's interesting because
the one guy who's got an immediate family that's going to miss him.
Yeah. But it was also kind of interesting. They painted it a very old
pregnant
Hawkeye.
Wife.
Yeah. Like an old Hawkeye. Like, because Hawkeye I always imagine as being like the young 20s, like hot shot. He's like always cocky and a douche. But this is like an older Hawkeye. And he almost felt like the grandpa of the team. Like, you know, come on, grandpa, let's go fight those robots. Like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Like, yeah, and you're younger than Robert Downey Jr., definitely. And I'd assume Mark Ruffalo as
he
well.
He is showing his age, by the way. There's a couple of shots of Tony Stark in this movie where he's out of the suit where you're just like, oof, you are, time is testing you, man. Yeah. I'm starting to become very open to the idea of recasting Iron Man.
See, I kind of assumed by the end of Iron Man 3, his days of actually being in the suit were done.
Well, that was another thing that was kind of weird, and I kind of understand it, too.
Because you saw Iron Man 3, right?
Yeah, okay. I've seen all the Marvel movies at this point. I thought it was kind of interesting is that there are bits and pieces of the individual movies that didn't seem to get fully addressed, and that was probably the biggest one. At the end of Iron Man 3, Tony Stark has thrown away most of his suits. He's perfected his, like, you know, satellite technology there. He can, you know, operate the armor remotely. Yeah.
Pretty much promised Pepper.
Yeah, like, I'm done with it. Like, you know, the world doesn't need Iron Man
scenario that just happened. No more of these, definitely.
And I guess maybe it was just like, you know, maybe fuck they it. Wrote them. Yeah, maybe they said, fuck it. Maybe they're like, that's too strong of a corner to write ourselves in. Maybe they're like, oh, no, this is a big enough thing that he'd come out of it. But there's just small things. You're like, I guess they
maybe
can't.
At that point, it was still a question mark whether he was even going to be involved past Avengers 2.
I mean, I have to know. I have to figure they knew he was going to be involved. Like, as soon as they knew they were going to do
past Rachel Avengers Bolt, 2, because at that time,
but
I think that was.
They had to know when they were doing Ultron, and that's like they weren't going to be introducing Hank Pym. Like, Tony Stark's going to be that role. They had to know at that point. Like, yeah, he's going to be in the suit at some. He's going to be, you know, a character in that at some point. So that was a bit. An odd thing too, and there's like little smaller bits too. I thought it was weird we never got to see.
There's like, no setup in that movie at all for it to really look like Tony Stark's retiring. I mean, he's got that scene with Captain America at the end where he's kind of like, you know, maybe I'll do start up a family, but besides that, there's nothing to indicate he's getting out of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the whole movie's predicated on him looking for a reason not to have the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought there'd be a lot more. Not that there's really anyone that can just jump in the Iron Man 2 costume and be that guy anymore. Like, it's not like there's a Robin underneath him that can just jump into that role. But
the closest thing they've ever made.
More in compared to the nothing he's in Avengers 1.
Yeah, he's not even. Yeah, it's what barely mentioned in Avengers 1, I think. But
he's still only in this for a total of 5 minutes. So.
The closest thing I've heard is the kid from Iron Man 3, I guess, is like a big contract with Marvel. So they're like, maybe that's an option. Like, you know, three movies from now, he's like 10 or something like that. And they do Iron Lad. I don't know.
Iron Lad.
I think it's an actual character, too.
You're like, at that point, why not just make the suit man size? Like, why is the suit got to be kid size? And Ultron's like suit just getting bigger and bigger every scene. That was one scene I kind of liked. I mean, it was cheesy, but the one where he's talking to Scarlet Witch and he's like, every time, wait.
Black Widow, and he's like, every time you kill me,
I come back strong. Whatever doesn't makes me strong. And then like a bigger version of him shreds himself apart.
That was cool. That's the one thing that like I sat in the movie though, and I did take Black Widow and do literally nothing with her. He put her in a jail cell.
It would appear just for companionship.
Yeah, but he
puts her in a jail cell with like enough equipment to man. with like a ham radio.
Like with shit to fix spy connections. I mean, I didn't even get like.
There's not even a scene of her like having to makeshift to reach and pull that stuff into the cell. It's in the cell. Everything he knows that you know a world could probably.
That was like a weird scene. Like that was like a point where I was just like, what was even the angle in this? It's like, what did you get?
You,
like,
captured the least physically powerful Avenger.
Did nothing to her. Like, didn't kill her. Didn't, like, try to extract information from her. Didn't hold her hostage to, like, stop the other Avengers from acting. Like,
scared her for what reason?
Nothing with her whatsoever. I was like, what's the point of this? Just so Hulk can save her and the two of them can contemplate running off? I'm like, look, I don't know. I'm not going to buy that they're going to leave the Avengers in the middle of the biggest fight of their lives.
To play hide the zucchini.
Yes, the great line. I mean, part of it too is you have to recognize the Marvel movies are also like aimed at a younger audience. So some of the jokes are like the cheesy moments, the goofy moments. Maybe like to us, we're like, ugh, we like roll our eyes. But you know, I've accepted that the Marvel movies ultimately are movies for kids. You know, like that's what they're trying to hook.
There's a lot of laugh out loud moments that, you know, you unfortunately you just don't see in any of the DC movies. Mm-hmm. But like when when War Machine's telling that story, it's like, I dropped a tank in that guy's porch. I said, missing something, and nobody laughs.
I like when he does it again. It's like everybody laughs, and he just like sits there like nodding to himself, like, yeah, I'm
still
awesome.
Got it.
Fuck yeah, fuck you, Stark.
He tells it to Thor, and he's like, is that the whole story?
Yeah, he's like, what happens after that? Nothing. That's the story. Oh, well, that's pretty great, War Machine.
And at the very beginning, right after the mission, and like it's Black Widow's trying to like convince Hulk that like, no, it wasn't that much destruction. Right, Thor? He's like, hell will be filled with the screams of your victims tonight. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say victims?
I meant they've gout and they're tired. Achilles sprains. There were some good lines, definitely, in the movie. Some good jokes. The action scenes I thought in it were, for the most part, really well done. Some really cool action pieces in it. The final scene in the movie, the final action scene with basically the giant crane shot around. I mean, you've seen like the teaser of it like from overhead before, but seeing it like the spiral around like and all the action going across was pretty awesome. It's like, as like a comic book nerd or comic book fan, you're just like, I'm like baffled that this is on screen right now and happening.
It was pretty cool. I mean, there's obviously it's got some great special effects. What did he use besides Vision? What did he use the vibranium for?
The vibranium was the craft Vision, and then they used the rest of it to create those engines that were lifting the European city, whatever the fuck its name was, into the sky.
They had that much vibranium?
I don't think you need a whole lot of it to do what they're looking for, but they did have that vault full of it.
But I guess he's supposed to be out of the picture for a while, but Nick Fury's like, they got more than enough to make one thing. I was like, well, you could have said, like, they have enough to make a floating island almost.
I don't know if it was the whole island was that, or if it was maybe just the core of what they were doing was vibranium. Again, I'd probably have to rewatch it. There's some stuff I missed just because I'm, you know, watching the movie.
And also, I don't think... I mean, it's what they're lifting, what Ultron's lifting up at the end is like a medium-sized city. I mean, it's not even the whole city that he picks up. I don't think that's enough of an impact of that hitting the Earth to destroy.
If...
Like, what killed the dinosaurs was, like, a comet coming from millions
of
miles away.
I think if you did drop it, it would be... Like, if you dropped it from that high up, it would be, like, continentally disastrous. Like, I think that would be...
I think maybe, like,
I mean, just
states.
Just
continent, I don't even...
Well, a smaller continent. I mean, like, an Australian disaster. It would definitely be severely damaging. I don't know if it's necessarily a global event, but it's comic books. I'm willing to like kind of just bypass the necessary science of it to be like, whatever. He made it make enough sense for me. Whatever. Whatevs. There's some cool little callbacks though. I got kind of excited when the Triskelion showed up at the end. Nick Fury, one of those helicarriers.
Yeah, they're always cool to see.
It was cool to see that came back.
Oh, because they weren't in... No, they were in Captain America Winter Soldier, weren't they?
Well, those are the things they destroyed.
Oh,
those were
okay.
supposed
yeah,
to be the
right.
helicarriers
yeah, right.
they destroyed, but I guess they built one after that.
This is like, too cool not to have.
They're like, look...
Well, a flying aircraft carrier?
They're like, look, these ones will be used to save people. I almost wonder if that was like... Marvel being like, all right, we'll do this so that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can keep going on. Like, they're like, no, this is the S.H.I.E.L.D. that people can live with. And they're like, oh, phew, we can keep doing our series now. They're like, yeah, you guys got like 7 more heads of Hydra to cut off or whatever. Right. I don't know, whatever bullshit you're still doing.
And we're both talking about this. We were both upset, even though it's like 10 minutes of Hydra at the beginning, that there was not a single Hail Hydra.
It's a very big missed opportunity. There are some cool bits to it, though, like stuff they don't do. I did find it mildly amusing. They cut off the movie in the midst of Captain America about to do the line.
Let's not, like, paint ourselves into a corner this much. If, like, fan reaction's just, like, down the toilet the next day.
I've heard mixed thoughts on it. I don't think it was a universally loved movie by any stretch. I mean, you didn't care. I mean, yeah, I think you like it, but you don't.
It was pretty good. I was expecting... Like I said, I liked a lot of what I saw in the trailers, and I was expecting to like this as much as Avengers almost, and it was definitely not as much as Avengers.
But it still gained like a little bit of a mixed response.
Worth seeing. Two and a half, maybe 3 stars? I don't know.
Out of
4.
Okay. I was like, out of like, what, 10? Good lord.
I'll do out of 5. 3 okay. stars out of 5.
Okay, that's fine. I like it. It's not my favorite Marvel movie by any stretch, but I dug it a good bit.
I'd say Winter Soldier was a better movie.
Yeah, personally. That's the thing. And that's, I think I am kind of more a little more excited for when Infinity War comes around, because Josh Whedon, Joss, whatever, he isn't going to be doing those movies anymore. Like, I think he's done with Marvel right now. He's kind of like burned out on it. So the guys who did Winter Soldier, they're doing Civil War, and then they're going to be going on to do the Infinity War movies.
Okay.
And I think they're, I don't know, I kind of liked the tone we got out of Winter Soldier a little bit more, so I'm kind of excited to see what those guys
do. A little more adult.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's good in that respect. I still think it's a very good movie. I'm probably going to catch it again at some point, just so I can try to pick up on some of the stuff I missed. Yeah, overall, pretty happy with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... It was good. We saw some just doozy trailers, though.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been in the theater in probably about maybe 6 months, about half a year. I haven't seen any movies in a while. So this is the first time I saw quite a few previews, and there are some turkeys coming out.
Aren't you so glad you don't still do that movie review thing?
I was really, like, kind of getting back into the idea, too, of, like, now I want to kind of go back to the theater and start watching a movie a weekend again.
Especially when it's hot out, like, the air movie theater, I don't know if there's any place better air conditioned than a movie theater.
Yeah, it's just, now you get to see movies maybe you wouldn't see otherwise. You're like, ah, it turns out that was better than I thought, you know. Maybe I'll find another Her, you know, another Rush, you know, just a movie that I find that I like, but... Man, it's just, oof, no. There were just turkey after turkey. Like, when Ant-Man, which I'm not crazy excited for, is like the best looking trailer out of that bunch. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, what's going on here? Tomorrowland looks okay.
It's way too long. Insanely long of a trailer.
They basically show you a scene from the movie. Like, yeah. The entire house escape scene. Don't even bother showing me that.
I can skip the first 20 minutes.
I can gather what happens now. I don't.
Yeah. Man from U.N.C.L.E. Oof.
That looked just awful. Henry Cavill and I think Michael Fassbender is the other guy.
No, it's, what's his name from, what was that? The Lone Ranger movie.
Oh, Army, something Army.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's his name?
That's who it is. I don't know his name off the top of my head, but.
Yeah, okay, that does make sense then.
Putting on a ridiculous Russian accent, which Avengers 2 had no shortage of.
They do have East European accents. I didn't mind them. I mean, I thought they were kind of cheesy in a good way, but that's me.
Yeah, but that may be the worst-looking Adam Sandler movie I've ever...
Pixels. I've heard people say that like it looks the best out of the movies he's done. Have you ever seen the trailer for Blended?
Yeah, well, I saw the commercials.
Oh, I was about to say, like, you saw the movie? What the fuck? Were you stoned and strapped to a chair?
It was a dollar. No. No, I mean, I saw the commercials. I think this might be even worse.
I think it's sadder just because there's people I like in the movie. Like, to see Peter Dinklage, clearly not giving a fuck about it.
And the competition for shitty Adam Sandler movies is like the 1960s boxing heavyweight division. It's like 20 Hall of Famers and like Ali, Foreman, Frazier, Norton, Chavallo, Ernie Shave, like all these heavy hitters of just awful fucking movies, and he may have figured out one that could be even worse.
Yeah, it definitely looks pretty bad.
Especially that Pac-Man scene with the guy that created Pac-Man was so awful.
The thing that's crazy too is like, it's a weird niche concept of like, oh, video games have kind of like, it's just stupid to do it because like, if you're really into that culture, then you've probably seen the same premise done in a movie online somewhere. Like all these like video, like, you know, like a Rooster Teeth or, you know, Channel, like Channel Awesome's done things of that nature. Like, yeah, well, the video game's kind of life and we fight them or you know, bullshit like that. You know, it's just like that nerdy, like, let's embrace our culture sort of thing's been done before. I didn't need to see Adam Sandler do it. Especially when he has, at this point, no real credibility or respect left amongst, like, the fan base. I can't think of a single person I know who's like, ooh, another Adam Sandler movie.
But they still, Blended didn't make much money.
Blended bombed.
Thank God.
Blended bombed and
Jack and Jill bombed.
His new movie is getting, like, already
has Paul Blart Cops 2, which I know he's involved in. I think it had like someone told me a 2% like rating.
Oh, I guarantee it's complete fucking garbage. And he's doing this new movie now that's like heavily based off of Native American culture. And he had like there was a big like a news story that like 26 Native American actors walked off set.
Oh, really?
After how offensive they found the script. Because it's just, like, stupid jokes, too. It's, like, She Who Wears No Bra or something like that is one of the character names. And, like, Beaver Clift. Or they're just like, they're like, oh, this is fucking disgusting.
Like cats in the can jam box hissing at the dog.
Well, that's what he does.
I looked over because I thought he was peeing at first.
But, yeah, no, the trailers looked pretty bad. And I was grateful, though, at one point during the movie because I was holding in a fart for, like, 5 minutes, and there's a little kid right in front of us. I was like desperate, like, oh, come on, this is Ultron, get to something loud,
because I don't want him to hear me fart all over the back of his head.
I don't want to ruin his imagine. I don't want to ruin his immersion. Like, he's just like,
you're gonna ruin it as soon as it smells. You just don't want to get caught. You big stop like you're Superman. Like, it's for a better world.
I have to protect his innocence.
It's definitely because you don't want to create a scene.
I definitely was like, look, if he hears it, it'll just be so muffled. His dad's I can blame
the rock and stands up.
So I luckily managed to hold it until like Black Widow was like hanging up like a staircase on a motorcycle. It was like, and I was like, but I knew it.
It smelled kind of funny, and I was holding in a fart the whole time. And I thought, oh, did one of the old girls squeak out or?
No, I just let one rip during Black Widow's amazing fights, or like one big action scene.
The fact you're like building it up like it was a hero's move, like I didn't want
to. I mean, we just saw the Avengers, and I kind of feel like at this point Hawkeye should be inviting me on the team. Like, he's like, if you let that fart out, well, that boy can't hear you. You're an Avenger. You're a hero.
That puts you between Quicksilver, but not as high as Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
She's done a lot.
She's a great. Great person.
Look at those gypsy bras.
Damn, she had a phenomenal rack that they clearly had no problem showing off to.
No, not at all.
There's an obscene amount of side.
And then, like, immediately her Avengers costume became, like, show as much leg as possible. Like, why even wear a skirt at this point? Like, just throwing, like, the Tomb Raider shorts if you're going to show off that much leg.
But no, I haven't talked to you about it yet because I've been saving it for the podcast, but I got through all Daredevil and figured I'd give you the heads up on it.
Giant sack of poop?
No, it's actually, it's very good. It's not perfect, but I think you would really dig it.
Really?
The biggest draw to it is it probably has created, I mean, in my mind, it's not even a question, but I don't know, maybe some people are. We'll argue on it, but I think it creates the best villain that currently exists in the Marvel Universe.
What, the new Kingpin?
Yeah. The way I've heard it equated...
Who is it, Vincent D'Onofrio?
Vincent D'Onofrio.
I do like him.
The way I've heard it equated is that it does for Kingpin what Batman the Animated Series did for Mr. Freeze.
Huh.
Where it completely reinvents the character as like a more interesting, compelling character than what you ever got anywhere else. Because if you like look back to the old Spider-Man cartoons, he's always like that He's just like, oh, Spider-Man, I'll get you. Like, always, like, fucking cheeks, like, flapping because he's so fat.
Every episode's about him, like, with a new plan that always folds in one episode. And then yeah, he's like, well, like, but the next plan's going to be the shit.
Like a Mr. or Captain Planet villain or something like that, where you're just like, oof. But in this, it's kind of cool because you don't even get to see him until four episodes in. Like, you know, he's not even a name people talk about. They're just like, my employer urges you to get this job done. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, you tell, we don't use his name. You know, like, it's very secretive. And when you see him, at first I thought he was like goofy because he has this weird way of talking. It's like this very slow, put upon voice that sounds forced.
Is he crazy fat or is he just regular? No, he's Vincent just bulky.
Yeah, he's okay. Not like, he's not huge, but he's definitely got put like a size on him. But he's got this weird like cadence to him that at first I thought was silly until you realize like it's part of this character who's just barely restrained, like just waiting to burst. He's like, he's this weird like man-child sort of thing where there's just this really angry kid and everything else that's like on top of it almost feels like this layer that he's trying to hide, like he's trying to hide that anger behind.
Like coats he's just throwing on, but it's still...
Yeah, but when he finally, like when it, like when he loses it, it's terrifying. Like the first scene you'll see him lose it in is one of the best of the show.
Really?
Yeah, he's really good.
Okay.
I thought he was fantastic in that.
What is it, 10 episodes? 12?
13 episodes.
13? Half hour? Or...
No, full hour.
Oh.
And it's Netflix, so no commercial breaks in it. So it's, you know, full.
1/4 as many episodes as Gotham has.
Daredevil himself is pretty cool. The thing I'll have to just tell you right now, it's Batman.
Okay. You did mention, like...
It is. You will not be able to
And the commercial
watch it.
I saw that was definitely like a Batman vibe.
You will not be able to see it and not at points to be like, oh, this is like a Batman.
The British butler.
He doesn't have a British butler, but, you know, it's a character dressed in black, runs around the city, beating people up. He doesn't use the Batman voice, but because he's, like, you know, always angry, it comes off like, you tell Fist that I'm coming for him. Like, it's very much, you'll get Batman vibes.
Yeah.
But I think they still handle it really well.
Really?
Almost everybody in it's really good, too. Amazing fight choreography. There's a scene at the end of the second episode that everyone references that's basically this shot down a hallway where like they like slowly go down it to like show you all the people who are in it, and it's just one take, and then Daredevil comes in, they just do it all in one take of like just going down the hallway and then like flipping around to like show him just kicking the shit out of everybody. It's an amazing scene.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, great fight scenes in it. Charlie Cox is pretty good. I didn't mind him. The only thing I wasn't crazy about, he does get the costume at the end. I'm not crazy on the costume.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't look bad per se. It just looks kind of weird, but I dug it a lot. A Wire actor does show up in it playing what I feel
white or black?
White.
Oh.
You're like, that limits it to about like six people.
Yeah.
I feel he has the perfect role for him.
Is it Ziggy?
I had to stop to think who Ziggy was. I knew it was one of the...
The guy from the docks that had bought a duck. He walked around on a leash.
Yeah, no, it's not Ziggy.
Okay.
No, it's, you'll know as soon as you see him. He's not hiding anything. It's not like you're gonna be like...
It's Littlefinger as Littlefinger.
It's not like it's going to be like a guy, like a, it's not like Kingpin at one point's like, no, it's me, Cocchetti, behind the mask the whole time.
It's not like Signor showing up in Boardwalk Empire
no.
for a cameo.
No, it's not a huge role in the series, I will say that, but there is a Wire actor that does have a very appropriate role for that, that was appreciated.
I will definitely check it out based on that recommendation.
I think you'll dig it. It's slow towards the middle, but I think the first six episodes I thought were great. Really, a lot more stylistic than I thought it would be. Like, I don't know how much you're into like lighting, like, you know, particular lighting or things like that. But they use lighting.
That's one of the good things about like a lot of the HBO shows. I think that's why so many people get. I think actors like HBO because like the sets and a lot of the behind the scenes stuff is. It's a lot of people working for the love of it, not necessarily the money, because. You know, the networks pay more, but they don't give them as much liberty.
Yeah. There's, like, the first few episodes of Daredevil have an incredible use of lighting and color, particularly to almost, like, create, like, the color red is very prevalent at the start of the series and used in very dynamic and distinct ways.
Okay.
So, I liked it just, like, you know, someone has, like, kind of an appreciation for the process of making television. Like, there was some cool stuff they did with it that was more impressive than I thought Marvel would do in a television show. Okay. I assumed it would just be very basic shots and shit like that, but they clearly went out. Hmm. At least the first six episodes. I think it gets more basic as they go on, as they're like, look, we're not made of money. But no, I highly recommend it. I thought it was great. D'Onofrio's Kingpin. Fisk is phenomenal.
I will absolutely check it out and see him.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I didn't need to mention on it, but probably not. I'm excited for Jessica Jones now a lot. And that's a character I have absolutely no like knowledge or affection for, so I'm very curious. Damn. And adult, by the way, too. I should mention it's a very brutal series. They don't
like titties?
No titties, unfortunately.
Down.
But there is going to be, you know, it's not
sit.
Can we stop playing with the dog?
I did kind of call her over, so I felt shitty. But
it is going to be a series that, you know, you're not going to watch it and be like, oh, you know, too many corny jokes and everything like that. Like, they don't need to appease kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's good in that way.
Cool. Yeah. I'll definitely see it.
Well, now that the dog's here, I almost feel like, wait, Scotia, what do you think about Age of Ultron?
Piece of shit! That's what I say. Too many black people!
Oh, Scotia, let's not say that on the mic.
My name's Christopher Lewis, and there were too many damn monkeys. Ooga booga!
Well, that's the podcast, everybody.
Let's see what Don
Cheadle... Like I just slammed this eject button into the laptop.
It's all Don Cheadle scenes. Ooga booga, booga, booga.
No, that's not... Girl, come on.
Food stamps.
Quiet.
I guess I should say we're not doing the Lushy Lush podcast this week.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll be doing it soon. I think that'll probably be the next one we do. Terry wants in on it.
Okay.
I think the way she wants to do it is she wants us to...
Oh, let me guess, drive to her place?
No, she wants us to give her a day to do it. Like, she wants to do a weekend. I just don't know how that works with your working schedule.
I mean, she doesn't mind staying up past 9.
P.M.?
Yeah.
I imagine that would be impossible for her. I mean, beyond the fact that she had to be awake that long, she'd also need Travis out. And I don't think they like the dogs being alone that time.
We'll figure something out.
We do want to do one, though. And I'm slowly working through Walking Dead because I feel like that would be a good podcast to start getting like philosophical on Walking Dead on while being drunk.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Quick story. My boss at Sears...
Told you a strong arm to getting credit cards.
I think you have this too, but like when one of your strong suits in conversation is your sense of humor, sometimes you tend to rely on it like too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a little inappropriate, and maybe sometimes you don't know somebody well enough for them to get it. My boss at work, it was on Easter, so the food court was closed, and he's like, I hope you brought lunch. And he's like, and I said, yeah, I brought two bananas. He's like, well, okay, trying to walk away. I was like, now don't you look over when I'm having lunch or I'll have to charge you. And he's like, okay, goodbye.
Like, that'd be great if like he's just literally running away. Like,
all right, goodbye, you're fired. And I'm like filleting two bananas at once. Putting them in my ear, my ass. Like,
as like Sears is completely empty anyway.
Running after him, like, laugh at me. No, I'm funny.
I'm the clown. No, that is pretty good.
And then the other day, this lady at work, like in her 50s, she's just kind of standing by my desk writing something down. She's like, oh, what's the date? And I was like, 420. She's like, 420. And I was like, yep, Hitler's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, that was, I thought that was more common knowledge because like, in college, that'd be the joke. Like, someone would be like, on Facebook, like, happy 420, y'all. And then someone would immediately be like, Hitler's birthday is hardly a day to celebrate as a joke. But I guess that's not common knowledge.
No, I mean...
April 20th is also Hitler's birthday.
Maybe if
I didn't want to say, like, 420, ah!
I feel like that might have been a better. I mean, maybe they would have.
In retrospect, yes, maybe.
Maybe they would have drug tested you then, but the idea of being like, yeah, flicking 420, woo! Hitler's birthday, woo!
She was definitely like, okay.
I like the idea of just like making enemies at work from people that are just like, all right.
I don't know about making enemies.
Do you know Mike at the jewelry counter is praising Hitler's birthday?
Why does my new name tag say freak show?
Why is there a swastika on? They're like, we just wanted to make you comfortable so you wouldn't shoot the place up. They're like,
well,
that says a lot.
You failed. What you feel
about it says a lot about how you, feel, you think about me.
Hail Hydra.
I was doing a test run of that trunk club.
Oh, you did?
Well, no, I didn't do an actual I applied for the place and I was like, oh, it's weird. They don't like give you a price of anything or something like that. And they were like, we'll get in contact with you with your personal stylist and all that. And I was like, mm-hmm, sure, whatever. And I kept getting, like, emails that were, like, kind of automated. I was like, whatever. And then I started getting phone calls from, like, a person. They're like, hi, this is, you know, Emily from Trunk Club. Just trying to call you. We're looking to, you know, get you started. We want to have a quick conversation, figure out your style, and we can start getting on this. And I just didn't think I'd ever get their calls back for a while. And then finally, like, she called, like, hey, you know, finally got me on the line. Like, hey, you know, we're trying to, you know, get you started on this. So, you know, we want to get you going, anything questions you want to ask. I was like, yeah, you know, what's, I didn't notice anything on the website, you know, what's the price point for this stuff? And they're like, well, you know, some of these items, you know, it's higher end. So some of these items are between like 200 to 300, like didn't give me like a, I asked like bluntly, I was like, all right, let's say I like everything in a box you send me. Like, how much is that? They're like, probably about average retail $1,200.
Oh my God.
I was like, no, I think I'm good. Like, it is, because I mentioned on Tell 'em Steve Dave, like, that it's a high, like, it's a pricey place. It is extreme, like, they're literally like, no, we'll send you, if you like a shirt out of it, like, it's a $200 shirt, basically, bare minimums. Like, that's insane. Like, I gather they actually do have, apparently, like, you know, not individual, but you actually do have, like, a style consultant helping you out. But it was baffling to me how expensive that was.
I think there's a, I heard another one advertised on some podcast. I think there's a cheaper one. You'd assume they'd have to be like, well, people seem to be interested. Maybe let's not charge them $400 a box.
Yeah, because like the notion is like, yeah, we'll give you a box. You keep what you like. You send back everything else. Like, I would be sending everything back every month. Like,
this, yeah, as soon as I saw the price tag.
Unless you sent me a shirt that blew me. I can't imagine spending $200 on a shirt and like, gain it regularly. This wouldn't regularly enough that this wouldn't just be an inconvenience of like, oh, I got a box from Trunk Club. Let me send this back ASAP before they charge me $1,000.
Take off work to make sure I don't get charged for this.
Yeah, like that's it was ridiculous when I saw it. But in contrast, I did try out a product advertised on Tell 'em Steve Dave that has been working spectacularly.
Oh God, your MeUndies.
I did get a package of MeUndies, brother, and I am proud to admit that I was floored at how comfortable they are.
Huh.
They are very good. I was moving away from those. Like it's not like briefs. They're like trunk. Like, you know, like they go down to like around here. Yeah. Like it's, you know, like boxers, just, you know, as
boxer briefs.
Kind of. Yeah, well, not as short as the like ones I had before. They're almost like booty shorts at time. Like pom 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 pom. But no, they actually breathe rather well. I don't know about you. I don't know if it's a family thing.
Giant hog. Yeah.
I feel like I have enormous balls, and this supports them in just the right way.
I feel like mine are proportionate.
You know, I mean, I don't want to proclaim to be an expert. I haven't seen an absurd amount of dude balls on like, porn. So I can't say. Like, you know, I might just be like the one guy in Iowa. He like thinks he has the hugest cock just because he's never seen a black guy in a porno and doesn't realize how big they can be.
I go to a gym. You've seen loads of cock.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah, it wasn't mine. Stop talking about dick.
Daddy, you're gross. But no, I don't want to, you know, if Terry's still listening at this point, she's like, oh God, can you go back to Marvel talk? So talking about your underwear? No, I was floored. I bought it to be a loyal aunt, and I ended up maybe becoming a regular customer. I don't know. It's been a spectacular ride thus far.
For just $3,000, you can get that crate.
No, they're not. I'm not going to be indulging in that. But especially because a lot of the designs are pretty fey. There's a lot of them. Like the one they have really advertised right now is like April showers boxes, and I was like, maybe on a chick, like these might be like cute and quirky. On a dude, this is just gay.
Does like, it look like rain?
Well, no, it's like actually got like umbrellas and rainstorms on it. You're just like, oh come on, guys. There's no way I can wear this and not get beaten up.
Yeah, I mean, I could wear them.
Yeah, I mean, look, MeUndies, if you're listening, you want to sponsor us, I'm all over it.
I just got some startling news about who's my healthcare provider is now, so I don't want to start flying in the face of that already.
No, but it definitely was like a very curious design when I saw it. Any other topics on your mind? No.
Mission Impossible trailer?
Meh.
I don't know if I've seen 2, 3, or 4, like, the whole way through any of them, honestly.
I saw Ghost Protocol. That's what they look like, by the way. Like, and again, a chick, I could understand it. On a dude, that's... Come on now. Yeah, no, I saw Ghost Protocol, I think. Was that...
It's one Philip Seymour Hoffman? No, that's the last one.
That was
one.
The last one, yeah. With Sawyer. That's the only one I've seen.
Really?
I've never seen any other ones. I don't know. I guess it was kind of weird. Like, I always assumed it was just like the ultra, like the just American James Bond. But I guess it's like a bit more wacky than that. I don't know. The trailer seemed almost like it was trying to be like a part comedy at points. Like, no, the other door!
Yeah.
But, yeah. I guess we shall see. I mean, if I am doing the movie thing, that's one I'll probably see. But
Let me know how Man from U.N.C.L.E. is.
Oh God, I'm like, you know, I don't want to wish bad things. Anyway, but, like, if I get hit by a car that weekend, I'm like, oh, I can't go. But don't judge me poorly, anybody.
Don't worry.
Remember when a time I held that fart in the movie theater so that kid's immersion wouldn't be broken? I'm still a hero.
I mean, so he wouldn't hear it. I still had to fart.
Remember me.
It did smell in the theater for like a second.
That could have been anybody.
I thought it was me slipping it out.
We can't prove anything, and I think that's for the best.
You're like, done. Podcast done.
Yeah, boom. I made my statement, and we're good. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to bring up here. Mother's Day's right around the corner.
Yeah, we'll have to figure something out.
Do we all just pitch in to get her a giant box of chocolates again?
Okay. You know what they have? And I wonder if she'd complain. They have them at Sears. They're Dove chocolates, but they come in a canister that's shaped like a Christmas tree. And it's definitely like the clearance sticker on it now at this point. It's like $3. Just buy this.
Just give it up.
So like, what if I got 10 of them for $8?
Yeah, I don't know. She does like Dove. I say it's just a type of chocolate she'd like stick her nose up and like, ew! Cadbury!
Ew!
I'm an American girl!
Dog poop! Whatever! It spreads.
Have you seen that Hershey's Spreadable commercial?
I've seen Hershey spreads in the store.
The reaction commercial, it's like, it's two chicks and a kid, like each a separate shot. And each one is like their orgasm face when they have it. It's so...
The child's orgasm face?
It kind of, yeah, what I imagine. It's so inappropriate, for like, but it's just a chick like, like, oh my God, Hershey's.
I mean, isn't that like the joke though? Like, chicks love chocolate that much. Maybe like having a chocolate spread like Hershey, you could spread on bread. It's just like, boom! Like,
well, the commercial should just be like, Hershey's spreadable, sploosh.
Which is weird, because you're like, I've never understood the appeal of, like, it's the same thing with Nutella, where I'm just like, yeah, it's like a hazelnut chocolate spread. I'm like, it sounds like it wouldn't taste good on bread. That's all, like, I see it on, too, is people just, like, spreading on things. Scotia, stop eating garbage! How are you this? You're making it sound awful.
You have food. I guarantee there's food up there.
Starting fights with the cat, eating garbage.
Oh, God, the dish is dry as a bone.
Oh dear.
One of us just put our bills in there.
Yeah, no, like I don't know. Chocolate spread on like bread, it just didn't sound appealing to me. But I might just, I don't know. I've also never had Nutella, so I don't know. I don't feel like I'm missing much.
No, probably not.
Is that how this is ending today?
I feel like I had one more topic. I know we should go up something.
Certainly, like lackluster and lame. After last week, last time, we ended on such a hilarious story.
Well, there's got to be something. We'll just keep brainstorming.
Some of us have bedtime. Some of us have work tomorrow.
We should have ended on your fart story.
I could start telling it again, pretend it's pretend it's all new. So I had to fart during Avengers. And I started to be a big hero and held it in. I don't want to say I was better than any of the heroes on screen, but I didn't let that fart come out until there was a big action scene and no one had to hear it.
Hashtag brave.
Hashtag brave. Hashtag Ultron.
Hashtag hero. That seems like a good note.